All right, are you prepared, Mr. Tom, to take
I'm
on?
Ready.
All right, Mark is on the phone with us, and Mark is going to be playing the part of Conley today. Mark, are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Since right. Since this is about Rocky III, I can play the part of Clubber Lang.
Well,
I pity the fool.
Yeah, sure, sure. More specifically, you may want to go with Hulk Hogan.
Pain. Forecast is pain.
That's right. My best Clubber Lang imitation.
All right.
You like that?
Hey, Rocky, I saw your wife last night.
Wow.
That's a classic scene, man.
See, is this great radio or what?
I guess.
Nice. One of our biggest fans right there. Mm. Yeah, whatever. Apathy radio. Hit your bitch or so. All right, here we go. Fact or bullcrap, the first part is about Rocky III. I make a statement. You simply say whether it's fact or bullcrap. Tom, you're keeping score, even though it doesn't matter.
Right.
And Mark, you will go first. Here we go. Before he was Hulk Hogan, his wrestling name was Terry Boulder. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
You know, his real name is Terry Bollea. I think his name, was it Terry Boulder or was it something else? I'll agree. I'll say fact.
It is fact because his real name is Terry Bollea. He also used to go by the Super Destroyer and Sterling Golden.
He was a bass player at a band and also a bouncer at a club in Tampa. He's a Tampa guy.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see his house?
No.
Oh, yeah. In their prime, Andre the Giant actually weighed more than twice as much as Hulk Hogan. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that is probably fact. I'll say fact.
I'll say fact, too. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, it's bullcrap. Hulk was listed at 6'7" and weighed just over 300 pounds. Andre was 7'4" and came in at 540 pounds, not quite twice. Sorry for the trick question. Hulk Hogan still claims he's never taken steroids. Fact or bullcrap?
No, I believe he had to admit in court that he, in fact, did. So I think this is bullcrap.
I'm going to say fact.
It is bullcrap. In 1994, indeed, he testified in federal court that he took steroids for about 14 years. In the 1990s, Hulk Hogan was in a band called Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band. Fact
I thought these questions were supposed to be about Rocky III. They're all about Hulk Hogan. Yeah, just because he had the part of Thunderlips in the Rocky III movie.
Am I done yet?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Pie hole. Shut it.
Did he have a band called the Wrestling Boots?
Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
You can go first this time.
I think that's fact.
Really?
I played guitar.
Yeah, I know he played bass. All right, I'll agree just to keep it a tie here. I'll say fact as well.
It is a fact. He played bass and sang. They put out an album called Hulk Rules in 1995, and it cracked the top 10 on the Billboard chart for children's music. There were 10 songs on the album. 6 of them had the word Hulk in the title. All right, the last question regarding this subject matter. Hulk Hogan played a wrestler in Rocky III, but the character's name wasn't Hulk. It was Thunderlips. Fact or bullcrap?
That's fact.
You still there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to say bullcrap.
No, that's fact. They're supposed to have had an exhibition match for fun, but it turns into an actual fight, and Rocky somehow manages to life him up and throw him out of the ring. All right, there it is. That's the first part. We now move on to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ed Norton, Leonardo DiCaprio, it's whatever. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep, I'm up one.
Fact or bullcrap, Raphael's mask is red, Leonardo's is blue, Donatello's is purple, and Michelangelo's is orange. Fact or bullcrap? Now, my daughter could answer this. Step up, gentlemen.
I'll say this is fact.
I think it's bullcrap. I think one of them's green, isn't it?
The actual answer is it is fact. Those are the colors. All right. The new movie has already made more worldwide than the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say fact.
I think I agree. Fact.
Nope, it's bullcrap.
Really?
The new one has made $100 million worldwide. Good Lord. But the version that came out in 1990 made over $200 million.
Mm.
So it's got a ways to go. Fact or bullcrap, statement number 3. The guy who did the voice of Splinter in the original movie also voiced Elmo. Fact or bullcrap?
This is going to be a trick one here.
I'll say this is bullcrap.
I'll say this is fact.
It is fact.
No!
Splinter was voiced by Kevin Clash, who also did the voice of Elmo on Sesame Street until 2012.
Yeah, he's now practicing his voices in prison.
Tickle Me Elmo has an entirely different definition
yes, it does.
Now. There was originally a fifth Ninja Turtle named Vincent, after Vincent Van Gogh. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, if this is true, it's so obscure that I don't remember. I don't remember any Vincent, so I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I'm going to say that's fact.
It is bullcrap. At one point, however, there was a fifth turtle. In 1997 and 1998, there was a show called Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation, where they teamed up with a female turtle named Venus de Milo.
Ah, fascinating.
Wasn't very good at ninja, as a ninja, because had no arms
or
legs.
Had no arms, yeah.
All right, last but not, what's the score, big man?
I'm up 2.
All right, this one is just for show. In the 1991 sequel, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Leonardo was played by Edward Norton. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
That's just stupid enough to be true, but I don't think so. I don't think there was anybody famous inside the suits back in those days. I'll say this is bullcrap.
Yeah, it was bullcrap. Leonardo was played by a stuntman by the name of Mark Caso. Edward Norton's first movie was Primal Fear, which came out 5 years later in 1996. Mark, congratulations, my friend. You represented well. You lost, just like Conley does most of the time.
I thought I did well. I lost.
You did. Yeah, you did. No, you did fine. You kept up the standards. Now, you got bragging rights, but today's score actually didn't count in the main competition. Thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
You too, my friend. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Well, season's coming, and I've gained some weight. Like Toronto's mayor, a bit out of shape. I'm not scared, I'm going bare, baby, by the way. Because I'm flabby. I haven't done cardio since way back in high school. Because I'm flabby. I only wear maternity jeans, even though I am a dude. Because I'm flabby. I gotta wear a sports bra to support my full C-cup man boobs. I'm pretty sure Cinnabon is one of the four food groups. Come on, bring me down some fig Newtons. Bring me down. I want some curly fries. Bring me down extra gluten. Bring me down. I'll say because I'm flabby. I got me high cholesterol and my BMI's through the roof. Because I'm flabby. I wear Spanx on top of Spanx just to keep this all tight for you. I just enjoy fuck meal, although it's not even noon. Because I'm flabby. No, ma'am, I'm not pregnant. I just like to eat for two.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.